Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 39. We'll continue to speak about the mouth and the tongue. And today we will speak about which time that we need to be silent and not to talk. Psalm 39, Psalm of David. Psalm said, I said I would take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence, I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. What it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukest dost correct man for iniquity. Thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Oh, spare me that I may recover strength before I go thence and be no more. Oh God, thank you for this night you give us. Thank you for your word. We bless you, magnify, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you send your word for a purpose, that your purpose prevail, that be a fruit. Teach each and every one of us, oh Lord, to how to control the tongue and to be silent in situation, O God, that you call us to meditate and see the things from your perspective. I pray, O God, put verses and statement, O Lord, and give us humility to accept your word, O God. Let be clarification from you with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let be answer of question. Let be also solutions, let be direction. Oh God, I pray for people to be saved. I pray for workers to be equipped with more skills. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit, self-control, gentleness, and kindness, and patience, and love, and joy, and peace in our heart as we're passing through trials in the name of Jesus. I pray for a new way of life for each and every one of us. Take the message, oh God, and make it reach to those who are in need of this message, O God. We thank you, God. We bless you. Give us comfort and peace. Give us joy. Give us healing. Give us deliverance as we meditate on your word and in your goodness in our life. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I was meditating today on the message And I was led by the Holy Spirit to this Psalm 39. I read it frequent time. And I review certain things and scriptures. This psalm was written by David. And most likely was written when he was attacked by Absalom and he was driven away from Jerusalem. And he was moving out. And while he was moving out, there's a man, his name Shimei. He's a Benjamite. He started to curse him. And most likely that is the time that this psalm was written. David wrote, he said, I said, I will take heed to my ways. He said, I will be more observant and be more aware, open my eyes about how I'm going to go on my ways. That's when we need to consider when we have troubles, we have to take heed how we are moving in our lives. And he say in verse 1, that I sin not with my tongue. So he's very aware that this were a very temptation of that atmosphere, that he is already driven, his life is threatened, he is scared by shame and insulted, but he is very careful that he will not sin with his tongue. And you know that is the time when we pass through such trials, the very weak organ that needs to be under the control is our tongue. And he decided, I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. You know the word bridle? The Hebrew word for the word bridle here is only in the Old Testament, is only written in Psalm 39. And there is a word bridle in Greek, and written in the New Testament, that we have read last week in James chapter 3, verse 2, it is repeated only twice. You know, I say, if the Lord had repeated this word like 100 times, he would have this time less accident with tongue. You know, more than the car accident are tongue accidents. We crush many people, crush our life with when we don't use a brake for our tongue, bridle. And the bridle, we discussed it last week. Bridle is that used for the horse, a strong animal. The horseman, he would put the bridle around the mouth and the head of the horse, and he will control the horse. But we also come to know that no one will control us, even God. We need to ourselves controlling our tongue with a bridle. That will say, I will keep my tongue with a bridle. And I believe that what David did, his resolution to put a bridle on his mouth or a muzzle, that was very helpful for the strategy of the war that we know about it from the book of 2 Samuel. And true. If you go to the chapter that David was passing through these trials, David did not speak much. I don't want to burden him to go to other scriptures. But while he was driven out, he spoke not much words. Even when Shimei came to curse him, someone want to go and kill him, he say, you let him curse. Maybe God will see it and hear it and he have mercy on me. He spoke with Hoshea the Archite, tell him you go back. He spoke with his leaders, few things, but he did not speak ill words against those who were wicked against him. And that's what he say, I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. That's a very good strategy. I was dumb with silence. Verse 2, I have my peace. dumb, not speak, yeah, and the dumb man, he's not speaking as if he's not hearing, as if he has no input and no output, but he resolved that it is not that I'm going to speak, that the talk will help. The talk will not help, get worse things. I will have my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. He decided, not to speak anything without meaning. You know that he is angry toward certain people. He decided not to speak bad, and also good he would not speak, because we don't know what God wants to say or what we need to do, whether good or evil. But there are certain things when he was approached, he was giving instruction. And what I remember, he only prayed for Ahithophel, who conspired against him with Absalom. He prayed that, Lord, turn his counsel into foolishness. Short prayer. Very to the point. He did not speak much unnecessarily, even good word he did not speak. It might be flattering also. It's also another sin. That's the importance of a brother. We cannot purchase the brothers in the market. We have to get self-control, controlling our mouth. But when he was controlling, the sorrow get up. Get more grieving, and he want to vent, like this here. Coming sometime, wave are not strong, and then after that, very strong wave that he wanted to burst. Sorrow came up, stir up. My heart was hot. Within me start to burn, his heart, the emotions, his anger. While I was musing, the fire burned. He was meditating on what they did and what is going on around him, and he's driven away. Then I speak I with my tongue. Now he opened up his mouth, and his bare spoke. What he spoke, Lord, make me to know mine. And he started in prayer. He started to open up his mouth. The psalm, all his, he was speaking with God. Actually, a lot of things he spoke, I can't put it in order. Like somebody does not know how to put things. But what I learned from it, when you are angry, when you speak with God, whatever you want to speak, you and God is fine, because no one's hearing. A child is speaking to his Heavenly Father. It's fine as long as no one is hearing. Even if you have spoken something wrong, you can correct yourself. But if you had said something towards certain thing and wrong, that it will be more difficult to be corrected. That's the value of the bridle. The bridle enables us to speak with God and control our tongue from speaking to that particular issue and to that particular people who hurt us, until it will be proof. What is it? Lord, make me to know mine end. What is the end of this trial? What is the purpose of it and how it will go? And the measure of my days. What is it that I may know how frail I am? He started to see his weakness and during that trial that he was knocked with. Told him, show me how I am, not certain how I am very weak. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth. Handbreadth, like you can measure it. You can see the beginning and the end. You saw that from childhood, and he's almost seeing the end of his life. Like in the front of him, handbreadth, they can see it. And mine end is as nothing before thee. He start to see even all his experience in his life in the front of the majesty of God and the wisdom of God, the work of God, and how God is awesome, and how God is dealing with him as if he is a drop of water. He was seeing that. He was seeing himself is a very small size before God. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. All his achievement, all his boasting. You know, when we pass through certain trials, we can see our very small, real size. Verse 6 starts to speak about he recognized that all what he did is vanity. Surely every man walketh in a vain showing. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Whatever our achievement is a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. If we work hard, collect hard, we do things with all our might. We are disquieted, but it's in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. He can see very clearly now all his achievement in Jerusalem, all his victories. Now it's in the precipice into vain. That's he. Now he resolved that he needs to speak to God. He decided that the best thing is I will speak all that is inside me to God, not toward those who did bad to me. And now verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? He's asking God. I think that is the first question. Before he was pouring his life, and now, Lord, what wait I for? What I am waiting? Death, prison, hunger, famine. My hope is in thee. See here, he gives the question to God, but he gives the answer while he was in prayer. My hope is in you. That's where the power of a prayer when we are in trial. They will be always coming back to you, comforted from the Lord. When we speak words toward those who are bad to us, we are getting despair. But when we pour out our spirit to our living God, and that's only possible when we are putting bread about our mouth, then we can see there is a hope, there is a light coming unto us from him. He asked the question and he received the answer. My hope is in deliver me from all my transgressions. Not from my enemies. Deliver me from all my sin, trespasses, transgressions, shortcomings. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. That is his plea to God that not the wise men, but the foolish men don't allow them to taunt me, to reproach me. His aim is that, Lord, don't allow me to be as foolish as other people. He recognized that he was driven from Jerusalem because of certain sin he had done in his life. Verse 9. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. See, I'm not speaking. I'm not going to speak because I know you are behind all that, O God. Whether Absalom or Ahithophel or Shimei or whoever is there, that was the work of God in his life for a certain purpose. No use I would open my mouth. Remove that stroke away from me. Verse 10. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. He knew that it was the blow of God. See, the very right mind, when we go into prayer, we can see that it's not the people. Yeah, I'm not saying that Absalom and Ahithophel and Shimei, they were not bad. They were bad. But the blow that came to David is not from them. It came from God for a good purpose. And one of the good purposes that David was able to put there, brooded in Psalm 39, he controlled and brooded about his mourning. Are we learning certain things? We may pass through trials, many trials, but we have not secured a brother in our life, a mouth. We need to really, I need really to brother my mouth, especially when I am getting the blow from God, not from the enemy. I need to discern what is the blow of the enemy and what is the blow of God, of the hand of God. And see here, if he would speak David, and he would speak much, but he would forget to pray and ask God, remove that stroke away from me, I am consumed by the blow of thy hand. It's a very effective prayer. He knew that God, if he would just remove his hand, everyone will go away from him. Those who are wicked. When thou with rebukest, dost correct man for iniquity. Thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. He said that when you rebuke, you correct man for their sin. He did not say trial. He said that there is a sin and I am rebuked and corrected by your rebuke, by your hand. And he say, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. You know the moth that eat the cloth and sometimes the furniture, when you sit on the wall certain time, when you crush it, it will go away. He say, you have done with me as we have done with the moth. And surely every man is vanity. We cannot boast with all of what we have. Whether money, whether power, whether spiritual gift, whether attitude, whether achievement, we cannot boast. When God wants to correct us and rebuke us, we are like a moth in his hand. His beauty to consume away like a moth. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. He understands that he needs to cry to God. Hold not thy peace at my tears. Lord, I'm crying. Don't keep sad, please. You do something. For I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. Now, you understand that he needs to be move away from the world. Hebrews is stranger. And he realized that he needs to go back more, draw near to God, move away from all worldliness, anger, wrong attitude, wrong way, depending on the sword to get his right, as his father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they live as strangers, sojourners on this earth. He said, I'm with you as a stranger. Oh, spare me that I may recover strength. Strength was stepped away. Before I go thence and be no more. You see, at the end of the prayer, there is no conclusion of victory, but what he was able to do, all what he spoke was directed to God and with God. He never spoke against those who were back against him. He recognizes that the Lord is behind it and the Lord is able to do things in the right way. Let's move now to Proverbs chapter 21. Lord, remind us, remind me, when we pass through such trials, to keep a bridle and speak only to you and pour out our emotions before you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23 says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. Have you get the point? And especially if we have troubles, the more we need to keep the presence, so we will have no more additional troubles. And let's go to Book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 17. We need to understand that we need to control our anger. Say, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. And I'll read only the first part of the verse. If we are at once angry, we are dealing foolishly. How we can show that we are not angry? When we control our mouth. You put the bridle there. In James chapter 1, the word of God cleans us, sanctifies us. And verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Here, the word that saves our soul from troubles and from death, from sin, it will come when we control our sin. And manifestation of controlling our anger and that sin is when we put the bread in. And we will read James chapter 3, verse 2. For in many things, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. David had bridled all his body during that trial, and I believe that the victory that came to him was using that instrument of, you know, bridle. We may have a lot of appliances and instruments and facilities, but if we lack the bridle, we need to ensure, and we have to ensure one to spare us the troubles while we pass through such kind of trials. And James chapter 1, verse 26, the word also bridle, repeated in this here. James 1, chapter 1, verse 26, if any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Now we should understand the bridling of the mouth, especially when coming in trials, when we are hit. That's where, if we have the bridle, we pass it victoriously. And that will ensure that we have a strong relation with the Lord. If we have sin, let's bear the discipline, the rebuke of God. The enemy, we don't need to deal with them. The Lord Himself, and He will direct us what we need to do. We need to bridle our mouth. Let's all stand. Let's learn, continue to learn how to be silent. Certain time we need to speak, but certain time, very highly recommended to bridle our tongue and mouth, especially when we are in anger. Let's pray. Lord, I commit myself to bridle my mouth. Oh God, remind me with this word, especially when I am triggered with sin and triggered with some attack from the enemy. Let me not see people, but let me see you behind all and see your purpose to correct me, to rebuke me, to save me. Oh God, I pray, oh Lord, that as we pray and as we ask you what is the end of our life and what is the outcome of what we are passing it through, O Lord, as we pray, our hope is in thee, O God. And now, Lord, what wait I for? And Lord, we will receive the answer. My hope is in you, Lord. O God, we thank you. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, I pray for application of this message. O Lord, in our life, those among us who are having trials, difficulties, help them, let the message be a fruitful thing to them. And I pray, O Lord, that you keep reminding us of this word of yours, to breathe it up our mouth when we pass through that in the future. We trust you, Lord, you are faithful. You watch on us. You care for us. Pray for people to be saved. Pray for, take the message to those who need it. Oh Lord, help us to evangelize. Help us to help those in need. Help us to persevere. Continue to do your will. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' name. And hear you.
Yeah.
God for answering our prayer. My hope is in you. Thank you, God. We trust you, your great God. Help us to do our duties and responsibility aright before you. Help us continue to recognize our sin and our transgressions against you, so that we repent in a proper way. And you will be the one to restore us. Thank you, God. We bless you. Take the message and let everyone be blessed with your word. Lord, bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.